We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Our next story comes to us out of CNN. Georgia lawmakers attempt to get kids some daily exercise on school playgrounds has been shut down by Governor Brian Kemp, despite research that suggests children can benefit from a break from schoolwork and the obesity problem that we have in this country. Kemp has vetoed House Bill 83, which would have required elementary schools to implement a daily recess for students. The bill encouraged schools to include an average of 30 minutes of supervised, unstructured activity time outside every day. Kemp said he vetoed the bill because it would take away control from local school boards, which currently establish recess policies. He said this local control allows school boards to set these policies based on a thorough understanding of day-to-day educational operations, as well as regular interaction with administrators, educators, families, and students. He said House Bill 83 would dramatically restrict this local control, stripping long-held authority from school boards. While I support expanded recess opportunities for our students, I am a firm believer in local control, especially in education. So I'm curious to know from parents how much exercise your kids get at school. I have no idea what the recess policies are locally, and I believe we have local control here also. I'm curious to know how much recess your kids are getting. If you're going to call 576-7798, if you want to text me, tell me how old your kids are, what grade they're in, and how much recess they get. I'm going to assume it's not a lot and that they're probably not getting enough exercise at home also. So what do you do to make sure that your kids play enough and exercise enough?
How much recess did you get in, if you can think back to elementary school?
We had it every day. And it was probably half an hour a day. And I don't know when that ended. When does recess end? When do you stop having recess?
Right. Okay. Because we had two recesses. We had two.
We didn't have two.
Well, we had recess and then lunch recess.
Oh, no, no, no.
Because it was recess was like at school started around 7:30 or 8. I can't remember. But we had recess about 10 for half an hour or whatever. And then lunch recess was like lunch was an hour or 45 minutes or maybe it was an hour. And that, you know, after you got done eating or whatever, then you went out and played kickball or foursquare or whatever the case may be. Middle school, we just didn't have the original recess. Probably had PE at some point when we did stuff, but it was organized. But we had the same thing. Like, but it wasn't recess in middle school, to my knowledge. But you went out, and some guys played, like, touch football, or you sat on the benches because it was cool and you were discovering girls. But we still had about that 45 minutes where after you got done, you could go outside. That was part of every day in middle school.
That was a ton more than what we had.
Okay.
And some of you were texting in saying your kids get it multiple times a day.
Yep.
For at least 15 to 20 minutes each. We got it once a day.
Okay.
And it seemed like they would keep us. We just went to lunch.
And then came back to the classroom?
Yeah.
Huh.
Or recess was after lunch.
Okay.
And that was the only recess a day we got. And I remember that it seems like it didn't take much for them to keep us inside from recess. It didn't take, and I lived in Northern Illinois where we had bad weather a lot, snow, whatever, it was too cold. But it seems like it didn't take much for them to say, okay, we're just going to stay inside and watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory instead, you know, which was
never
not good
it.
For, you've never seen Willy Wonka?
Never seen it.
Really?
Never
the
seen
original?
It.
The
no.
original? You've never seen?
No.
Gotta change that. You'd love it.
I've been
you
told.
You would love it.
I've been told. I've never seen any of
but
them.
But that was, and, you know, we did it on the old film strip, you know, that
oh,
would
I
always
love those.
You had to put your
yeah.
finger in it to keep it from skipping and, you know. But, and you'd watch it in 20-minute segments at a time. And instead, what they should have done was taken us to the gym and let us run around.
Burn
because,
off energy.
Because you need to get the energy out. Kids that age need to run around.
I think location has a lot to do with it because I went to elementary and middle school in San Diego. So we never got snow. It never got cold. We were never kept in because rain. Okay, they kept us inside, and maybe we did something like that, or we went to a gymnasium type thing. I know we had a middle school gym that was pretty large, and we would go inside. There might be an assembly or something, but for the most part, we were outside playing kickball twice a day. We had double recess. One came after lunch. What about you? 576-7798. And should states require schools to have set recess? Georgia's governor has vetoed a bill requiring elementary schools to have recess every day. So let me, they sign in the heartbeat, but not, we're not talking abortion, sorry. Patty's in Prairie Village. Hi, Patty, you're on KMBZ.
Hi, I have a second and kindergartner. I think they have recess twice a day, morning and afternoon, and it's like 20 minutes and 15 minute sessions. So it's good for them to get outside. I love that it's set or structured at the local level. I agree with the guy in the article. And my only complaint would be that we go back to school so dang early nowadays. You know, they start school August 12th. And when you force those kids to go out to recess that early in the school year in the summer, there's no shade on the playground. You know, it's super hot. I just wish that we would start school kind of closer to Labor Day and have them stay in school longer into May.
You live on the Kansas side? You live in Prairie Village?
Yeah, we're in Shawnee Mission School District.
I think on the, isn't it Missouri that's considering a bill that would force schools to start later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I heard that.
Or couldn't start.
They can't start more than two weeks before Labor Day or something along.
So it would encourage them to start a little bit later than what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it really cuts into swimming pool weather. You know, kids who have summer jobs and have to go back that early. You know, the amusement parks close earlier nowadays because all the schools start earlier.
That is true. And that was the tourism bill. That was what it was. The tourism bill wanted to start more than 2 weeks before Labor Day, if memory serves, in Missouri, because, you know, Branson could use two extra weeks of dollars.
Yeah.
Worlds of Fun could use two extra weeks of dollars and all that kind of stuff.
And I don't hate that idea, you know, especially because not every school is air conditioned. So have them start a little bit later when it's not super, super hot. That's what we did. We were going to school, as I told you, second week of August. And we, like she said, August 12th, mm-hmm. we were in school. And it was hot then. She's right about, you know, you don't want them outside when it's too hot. But the break from classes, I think, especially for the little kids. I mean, if they get a little warm, they're only outside for 15 minutes. As long as it's not 100 degrees, they're fine. I mean, if it's 80, even 90, I mean, don't let them, you know, run sprints outside for 15 minutes. But if they're just playing, I mean, you let them play outside if it was 90 degrees at your house for 15 minutes. That's all they're doing at school. The kids need the break. They need the release. In terms of schools having local control, I see where he's coming from. At least he's being consistent with the idea, at least with this, about keeping government, you know, out of it and keeping local control. And I would love to talk to school administrators about, if kids aren't getting 30 minutes a day, what's the reason? Why are, because there's got to be a reason. If schools are cutting recess, what are they cutting it for? Is it because they need more instructional time because of the pressures of standardized tests and that kind of thing? Curious to know what schools aren't offering 30 minutes a day.
576-7798, what do you think? Do you think that schools should be required to have recess, set amounts of recess? Georgia has now, their governor, Brian Kemp, the guy that signed in the heartbeat bill to regulate women's bodies, said, no, we're going to veto this bill. We are not going to require kids to have recess every day. Something seems weird there.
So should states require schools to offer recess or require recess? That's the question on the table. It had gotten all the way to Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, a proposal that would encourage schools to include an average of 30 minutes of supervised, unstructured activity time outside every day. The Republican governor there vetoed that bill, saying, yes, I think kids should have recess. I don't think that the state should be involved in that, that schools should have that control over making that decision. At least that's consistent with kind of that Republican view of keeping, you know, keeping control out of it when it comes to the state. What do you think? Should states be involved in it? Are you finding that your kids are in schools where they're not getting enough activity?
Let's go to Leslie on KMBZ. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Hey. No, I don't think kids get enough activity at school. When I grew up, I had three recesses. We
three?
Had morning lunch. And, yes, we had morning at 10 to 10:15. We had an hour lunch. We had a half hour to eat and then a half hour outside. And then an afternoon recess at 2 or 2:15 for 15 minutes. And we played workout baseball because it was eight grades in one room and everybody had to play together.
So you had to you had to learn to play with play with on the same team with one another.
Yes, work up. The little kids got to bat first, and the big kids were out in the field. And as they got put out, then you moved up to the next position. pitcher moved to catcher, catcher moved to batter. And so everybody learned all the skills.
Do you have kids now?
I do. They're grown now, but they went to the Shawnee Mission schools, and they had three recesses when they went to school. We went to Brookridge Elementary.
Man, see, now, and thank you for your phone call, Leslie. Three seems like a lot. Three?
Yeah.
I had two, and that was more than you had. But
yeah.
Three to me seems like a lot, but everybody's got their own different formula for it. Leslie, thank you. Terry's in Platte City. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Great. I really appreciate you bringing this topic up. I have kind of harped on this for 20 years. I don't think this goes nearly far enough. We need to mandate grade school and high school 1 hour of strong physical exercise every single day. We forget why we're educating and why we put kids in schools. We are failing our kids dramatically by not making them physically exercise 1 hour every day. It's just something that we need to do. We need to go back to having driver's education and lifestyles classes for these kids. It's the number one thing we could do to help protect them in life. Yet we don't do it.
You know, if it should be an hour, I mean, a full hour, I don't necessarily hate that, but that, again, seems like a lot.
If we're going to get into that, let's, because keep in mind, kids have PE also, or should. And so if you're thinking about offering that much in recess, I want to talk more about PE then, and making sure that kids are getting more mandatory PE instead.
I had that in middle. Did you have middle school PE?
Yeah, we had PE all the way through 8th grade.
Oh really? Like in elementary school too?
It was kind of a pain in the neck actually, because you would have, you know, it's different when you're in 7th and 8th grade and you've got 8 periods a day and you're running from chemistry to bio, you know, to whatever. And then you've got, if you had gym in the middle of the day, like, it was okay if it was at the end of the day, but in the middle of the day, like, you'd all hot and sweaty and disgusting, and then you're trying to shower or whatever, and then go back to class. It's 7th and 8th grade, that was a little, especially because you have more kids in sports by then.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
You could start to see who the real good athletes were,
yeah.
Like in 6th grade, and you're like, I'm never going to be that good at anything. I'm just not going to be that good at anything. But I mean, we did 6th grade, we did 7th grade, we did 8th grade, P.E., we didn't do much in elementary school because it was just, we had two recesses, but it was always a good day when you went to parachute. Remember that thing? You would go in that big giant parachute. That was like the best day ever.
Do you remember, did you do the Presidential Fitness Challenge?
Yes.
Do we still have that?
Was that a Clinton thing?
I had it, so no. I mean, I had it younger than when Clinton was president. So,
let's see here. Yeah.
Because I remember having to, you know, reach toes and climb the rope and do the run in the mile. And
I failed at it.
You know, do kids still do that?
Because
the advantage of having that, even though I hated it, was that it kind of forced to have kids to have something to shoot for, you know, something to kind of aim for every year. Like, we had the awful PE teacher who said, and I still have nightmares about this, that if you didn't beat your old time in the mile, you had to rerun it.
Oh,
talk about
Lord.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Talk about making me hate running now for that reason. Like, that ruined running forever for me. That if you didn't meet your time in the mile from the last time you ran it, you had to keep doing it until you beat your old time. And that made me feel like running was a punishment.
I think
I still do.
The Presidential Challenge Youth Physical Fitness Awards program was created in 1968. I believe that was Lyndon Johnson who created it. I could be wrong.
But we don't know if it's still...
I
had it in the 80s.
It looks like we still have it.
Okay.
But, like, at a very high level. Like, there are really, really... Obama did stuff with it. The Surgeon General in 96 did something with it. So, I think we still have it. If anybody knows, text in 22980. Let's squeeze in Shonda real quick. Hi, Shonda.
Hi. You know, I didn't realize that recess was an issue, that they don't let children out for recess anymore.
I think some do, yeah.
It's very necessary for a child to be able to get rid of that energy that starts to store up because they're little and they have so much, to be able to come back and concentrate on studies. And no recess makes no sense. I had three when I was a kid. And anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
Hey, Shonda, thank you for it. We appreciate it. It's on our Facebook page. A lot of people debating it. Check it out. Facebook.com/981KMBZ.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.